read boards.
I haven't either.
Is that strange? I feel like everyone has been held at gunpoint at some point in their life.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
I'd be so rattled if I was held at gunpoint. What do?
You know what the answer is? You do whatever they tell you to do. That's the answer.
Well, what if you want? What if they're like, "Give me your wallet"? What if you don't have any money and you try to tell them? You're like,
"Wallet?
You're like, all I got in there is cards, man. I got no cash. All I got is cards."
I would
they're
say,
like, "Give me the wallet."
I would
don't want
say
them to have my ID, but then you got to go loot, get a new ID. You got to cancel all your credit cards, debit cards, get new cards. Just a huge pain.
Well, I mean, what's a bigger pain? Getting new debit cards and credit cards and an
yes.
ID or getting shot?
Getting new credit cards and debit cards and ID because you get shot, you're just like, then you die.
On 1340 WKGN.
Let's try it.
You start a GoFundMe. If you get it up to about $1,000, I'll probably let you shoot me in the foot. I got to make the rent.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour 3 headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
All right, thanks, John. The United States Women's National Team drew a lot of heat for celebrating goals late in their 13-0 destruction of Thailand. You remember that, right? To start the Women's World Cup play last week. Well, yesterday, the American women were noticeably reserved during a 3-0 shutout of Chile, according to Carly Lloyd and other U.S. women's national team players. There was a reason for that. According to the Washington Post, after the team clinched a spot in the round of 16, the players purposely used contained golf clap celebrations versus Chile in an effort to poke fun at those who railed against their exuberance. So they were golf clapping. You familiar with the golf clap?
Yeah. Are we allowed to root for
other teams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see America lose.
Do you?
Yeah.
You hate these women?
No. I didn't say that.
Why do you hate them?
I don't.
You don't like them, or you'd be rooting for them.
I don't know.
They seem, what is it? Go ahead.
I just like rooting for the underdogs. That's it. Just want to root for the underdogs.
They do seem unlikable to some people.
Is Hope Solo still there? Because I don't like her.
Nah,
she gone?
She's
gone.
Yeah. She's in,
well, that makes
in their
a
Star Wars movie,
for,
I think.
Yeah.
In Star Wars. She's the daughter of Han Solo. You knew that, right? Well, anyway, so they, as a response basically to everyone criticizing their exuberance, they just started doing the golf clap against Chile. I kind of like it. I think they got a little spunk to them. I think they're pretty confident. I mean, I think these women are really taking charge of this World Cup.
Just let's maybe hold off a little bit.
They said it was all in fun.
Yeah, let's maybe wait till after the first round. Because, like, after group play. Because the Women's World Cup has expanded when they didn't need to expand. They should probably only have, like, a 24 team field at most. Really like a 16 team field.
You're not getting behind this.
I mean, there's not enough good teams. The gap, the gulf is too far. It's too wide. Just wait till they start playing good teams if they're going to be cocky.
I'm sure they will. The whole team is just having fun with this, Alex Morgan said.
Yeah, it's just unbecoming right now.
Unbecoming.
It's unbecoming.
What's unbecoming about it?
Just, you're beating up on teams that. And who was the first team they played? Thailand?
Yeah, and now they've defeated Chile.
I mean, I'm imagining the facilities and the money spent on these programs aren't really equal.
What makes you think that Thailand doesn't value women's soccer?
I mean, just imagine if Alabama acted that way after playing UTC. If we're on the sidelines,
it would be a little obnoxious.
Just mocking them. Wouldn't we look at that and just be like, okay, bro, chill out?
I mean,
will we not say that? Like, I mean, if they were just running the score in and then rubbing it in.
Is Bo Scarborough doing the wave in front of somebody's face not the same thing?
No, because there are 14 teams in the SEC. there are 64 of these women's teams. Like, you should be playing nearly on the same plane if you're in the same conference. That's a little bit different. They're playing two different sports right now, as far as I'm concerned. Like, if you watch any of that Thailand game, like, they're playing two different sports. Like, it's obvious one is much, 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 much better than the other. I just think if it was Alabama doing it, we'd look and say, okay, maybe we should cut this out a little bit. I don't know.
LeVar Ball has guaranteed.
I wasn't prepared to have such a strong take on that. They just rubbed me the wrong way. I'm all for cockiness, whatever. Like, you shouldn't have to be cocky against teams like Thailand. Like, okay, we get it.
We'll see if they can do the same thing against Germany.
I don't even know if Germany's women's team's any good. I don't know.
Me neither.
I don't even know if anybody's like legit competition for them.
Well, anyway, they beat Chile yesterday. LeVar Ball has guaranteed the Lakers will never win another championship after they shipped off his son to New Orleans.
He said they asked him, how do you feel now after you said that you don't want Lonzo to go to New Orleans? He said, I was trying to trick the Lakers. I do want Lonzo in New Orleans. I was playing chess.
What a dumbass.
He was trying to trick the Lakers into trading Lonzo to New Orleans.
Todd Gurley's trainer, Travell Gaines, confirmed to CBS Sports that his client is dealing with an arthritic compound to his knee.
Yeah.
But he stressed that Gurley will be ready for this season.
Yeah.
Everybody knew when Todd came out of Georgia there would be some kind of arthritic compound to his knee. Arthritic? Am I saying that right? Arthritic?
It's good that he got his money.
He's now at the 5-year mark. All we're doing is managing that. If we can pound him less in the offseason while keeping his weight down, working on his strength and agility in short areas, that will give him a better chance to be healthy weeks 14 through 17 when they really count. When asked about Gurley losing touches potentially to new rookie Daryl Henderson, Gaines expressed optimism. It's never been told to me that there's a plan to decrease his workload come week one, Gaines said. Isn't this just his trainer?
The days of Todd Gurley being elite, done.
You think so?
Over. Yeah. We've already talked about it. It's over.
Officially?
It's a wrap.
Just done?
If you have him on your fantasy team in the keeper league, just cut him. Get rid of him.
That's sad.
Yeah. It is what it is, man. That's the game. The game's the game.
You're right about that. It is the game.
The game's the game.
Houston Rockets GM Daryl Morey said Monday that he looks at any tension between Chris Paul and James Harden as a good thing because it means that both stars want to win.
Daryl Morey, we've talked about it before, he makes the mistake that you make with your fantasy lineups. He treats real-life sports like fantasy games. He's all about numbers and making them fit on the computer. And then he forgets the human aspect of it. And what they've done with Mike D'Antoni this offseason by not giving him an extension, and what's happening with Chris Paul and James Harden, where apparently they hate each other, this is going to end in a disaster, and it's a shame because right now the West is open. The Rockets should be the team sliding in, feeling like they're going to take the Warriors' perch in the West. Instead, we're having stories like this about these two guys hating each other.
Morey was asked on Golic and Wingo if Chris Paul has been asked to be traded by the team. He said, no, he has not been asked to be traded. Apparently there's tension between Harden and Paul, but he says it just means both guys want to win. We have two high-level competitors, Chris and James. Their only goal in life at this point is to win the title. They've accomplished everything else. They'll be first ballot Hall of Famers, two competitive superstars at that level. There will be times when they're extremely competitive and focused on how do we get to that next level, and there will be frustration.
Oh, yeah, that's understandable.
Sometimes that's what it takes, though, you know. You look at the great songwriting duos. A lot of those bands hated each other. A lot of feuds between bandmates. and yet they still created great music, incredible music, and there needed to be attention there.
Or they go out like Oasis and just hate each other and then don't do any music together and won't perform together anymore.
But maybe the tension fueled what they did do in the time.
While also, I mean, also prematurely breaking them up, kind of like the Rockets. I mean,
but pretty much every band has been through that. You know?
I mean, but some bands break up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the Beatles.
Yeah.
There was tension there. They broke up.
Right.
Led Zeppelin. Tension there. They broke up.
Right. I mean, I guess the Rolling Stones didn't break up because neither Mick nor Keith, you know, were good enough to make it on their own, but...
Keith was. He outsold Mick in solo records.
Yeah, but I mean...
But they're better together. They basically broke up in the 80s, but they didn't officially...
But neither one of them were good enough by themselves, like...
That's not really how that works.
That's kind of what happened.
No. They just...
What's the big Keith Richard solo album?
They knew that
the
Stones were bigger than themselves.
You don't go out and be successful and then get back together. That's not what happens.
The Eagles did.
Justin Henley
was wildly successful.
Justin Timberlake didn't leave NSYNC and get successful. I was like, you know what? I miss Lance and the boys. Let's get back together.
The Eagles did exactly that.
What were Don Henley's big hits by himself?
Boys of Summer.
Never heard it.
Yes, you have. Boys of Summer, New York Minute.
How does it go? Boys of Summer? Is it the one about Put Me In, Coach?
No, that's some baseball song from the
70s. And that's what I think of when I hear Boys of Summer.
After the boys of summer are gone.
Never heard that one.
You've heard it. You just have to hear it.
I've never heard it before. You're singing it right now. I've never heard it. Not a big hit.
Don Henley had a ridiculous
name them without Googling them.
You Belong in the City.
What?
You Belong in the City.
That was Glenn Frey.
It's part of that. Both of them went solo.
Oh, so you guys don't have any examples of them having good solo songs.
The only one I could think of was Boys of Summer. I didn't think.
Okay,
Boys of Summer.
I didn't think Don was very. I mean, like, he was successful, but he wasn't. He wasn't the Eagles.
How does New York Minute go?
In a New York Minute.
I like
everything
that one.
Can change
in a New York Minute.
Don Henley has so many more. Why can I not think of these Don Henley songs?
Either they're not good or you're a fake music expert. One of the two.
Oh, wow.
I cannot think of the songs.
I don't know which
right
is worse. Bending the knee to the argument
so
about solo artist or being exposed as a fake music expert.
I don't even know what your point was.
Huh. Interesting.
His top one's on Spotify. Boys of Summer is the one of great note with over 100 million listens. Everything else is around the 20 million. Dirty Laundry. The End of Innocence.
The End of the Innocence.
The Heart of the Matter.
So basically, the point being, he went solo and he wasn't very good solo.
Yeah, him and Glenn both went solo and they were.
It sounds true. You've named all these songs.
Don Henley was very good.
I've never heard any of them.
What made Don?
And he had one that was a hit, and the rest of them are just at a poverty level.
It's not always about.
It's
not always about going solo, and just because you can't make it solo, you means you get back together. That
usually
doesn't make sense.
Usually,
what about Led Zeppelin?
What about them?
They just hated each other and had to break up.
Okay.
They weren't in it for solo careers.
I think John's right. If you're solo and if you go solo and you're bigger than the band was, you don't go back.
That's exactly right, Ben. Or even remotely as big as the band.
Does that not say something about the band?
No.
And why you
it's more of a lack of talent solo wise.
Michael left all of his brothers behind.
Solo wise. What are you talking about?
I mean, like, Paul McCartney went out solo and was like, you know what, this is fun. So did John Lennon. They're both like, you know, this is better. This is cool. We're good enough to make this work.
It still wasn't the Beatles.
Yeah, but they were still good enough to be famous and make it work.
Well, McCartney was. Lennon died.
Yeah, I mean, he R.I.P.
You know, he got shot.
Then there was no getting back together after that.
Michael just dished his whole family.
You didn't see him wanting to go back to the Jackson 5.
It's better to stay together as a group.
No, it's not. It's better to go solo. Get that solo money.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not all about me.
Okay.
It's not a me thing.
Being
in a band is a unity thing.
If you say so.
It's a group of guys fighting for one common purpose, just like the Rockets.
Okay. Well, James Harden after the season said, you know what we have to do to get better. I'm not going to mention it. But everyone's like, yeah, that means trade Chris Paul. James Harden wants to go solo. Kind of like he did with the Thunder already. You didn't see them get back together afterwards either. They're like, no, this whole MVP thing by ourselves is pretty fun.
But individuals don't win the championships.
Kawhi did.
You still got to have Kawhi was kind of like Elton John.
Kawhi's like, I'm good.
He still had a band around him, though.
I mean, you got to have some backup players for sure.
I mean, you still got to have a band.
I just remembered. I just remembered Boys of Summer.
You gonna sing it?
I'm a little bit nervous. It's like, I can feel you. Da 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 da.
Okay, I've heard that song. Good job. That was way. You. What were you singing?
I was singing the chorus.
That is the chorus, and then
I can't hear the sun.
Summer,
after the boys of summer have gone.
I can't be.
Yeah,
yeah, I've heard that one.
Nailed it.
You did a good job.
Your brown skin shining in the sun.
What were you singing?
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, brown skin shining in the sun.
I don't know what you were singing.
I was singing the end of the chorus.
I don't know if you know what the song was.
Of course I know what the damn song is. I knew all the other songs, too.
I'm not convinced you even knew what the song was, to be honest.
I knew all the other songs, too. I just couldn't remember them on the spot.
Okay, if you say so.
And what every group does as a band is better than their individual work.
Nope.
That's a bad take by you.
No, it's not.
Nothing that McCartney or Lennon ever did was better than the best of the Beatles.
Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake disagree.
Well, they weren't in bands. The Jackson 5 wasn't an instrumental band. It was.
They played instruments.
A bunch of siblings that sang. And, yeah, I mean, you know, technically NSYNC was
Jermaine
a band.
Played the bass.
It's a boy band. You know what I mean? They're singers. There's a difference in a singer and being in a band.
Marlon was on the drums.
It's just a huge difference there.
I think Tito was on the guitar.
You don't see any good bands these days. You know what I mean? Whatever happened to the great band?
They all decided they want to be solo instead.
That's not what happened.
90% of bad breath.
Tyler tweets in, Darius Rucker did pretty good. It's true, Darius Rucker's had a lot of success after leaving Hootie and the Blowfish. You didn't see him all of a sudden say, hey, let's get Hootie back together. Now they'll do some tours in Charleston every now and then. Great point by him.
Why are you doing this?
Paul Simon?
He was wildly successful without Art Garfunkel weighing him down.
Gwen Stefani? Eric Clapton? That was Cooper? Lionel Richie?
What was Gwen a part of?
I mean, No Doubt. You're unfamiliar with No Doubt?
I'm unfamiliar with No Doubt.
Okay.
I'm also unfamiliar
with... just sound really young and make me feel old. Although, I don't even feel like that's an old thing. I think that's just a you young thing.
I think that's probably just me being a stupid idiot thing.
I was just going to go with young.
I'm also unfamiliar with the band that Lionel Richie was a part of.
The Commodores.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Eric Clapton.
Sunday Morning.
Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah, Phil Collins.
Ozzy Osbourne. George Michael.
Okay.
Sting.
Okay.
Phil Collins ditching Genesis was probably the best thing he could have done.
Sounds like a lot.
It's pretty easy to just go through and just list solo acts. I mean, it's not
Beyonce,
hard to.
How could I forget Beyonce? Wow.
It's not hard to Google solo acts and just go list them. I can list you bands in the same way. Just going down a list and listing.
List me the bands where the people left and then it's like, you know what? We're good solo, but we're going to get back together because we don't like it.
That wasn't the argument. No, that was something you split off of the original argument.
No, that was the argument about
the Rockets. I don't even know why you're doing this. Why are you encouraging this?
Don't forget Pharrell Williams. He left NERD.
I don't understand why you are taking this path. Are you just saying you prefer solo acts over bands?
I'm just saying everyone would rather be solo than in a band.
I don't think that's true.
Except Keith and Mick, who couldn't do it by themselves.
That's not true.
I think what
he's
saying
is... They would rather be in a band. It's not because they couldn't do it by themselves.
I think what he's saying is if you can do it by yourself, you do it by yourself. If not, you have to stick with a band.
It's because they recognize the Stones are better than either one of them by themselves. It's not because they couldn't do it solo. They realized that they had a lot of fans that needed and wanted and loved the Stones, whereas the Beatles and Zeppelin just broke up. They just quit doing it.
It's way better to split money instead of just keeping it all to yourself.
Why does it have to be all about the money? Sometimes it's just about the band. That's what I don't understand here.
Just be in charge and just rock. I don't know.
Well, that's what Mick Jagger wanted to do. But yes, then he realized he couldn't do it on his own.
That was my point.
Go back to the band.
That was the whole point. That's the whole point of what I said.
You don't have to do that voice again.
But that was the whole point. And you just, thank you. You finally just walked your way into it and said yes.
Well, Zeppelin, when they broke up, none of them had solo careers. But I think everybody acknowledges as a band how great they are. Probably the number one rock band of all time.
No, but none of them tried to go solo.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about.
Robert Plant has gone solo.
Well, I mean, he
hasn't done anything.
Well, that was the point. You can't.
Well, yeah, but you can't sit there and say it's because Robert Plant's not good enough. It's because the band was just so much better together.
If he was good, it would work.
I don't know why.
If he was good, it would work.
It's not.
If he was good enough, it would work.
But it's the greatest rock and roll band ever.
But if he was good enough by himself, it would still work.
Well, some guys are not meant to just go be solo acts.
Right, because they're not good enough.
Some guys are better in a band. It's not about not being good enough. Some guys are better in a band.
The sum was greater than the parts.
Right.
Right.
It's like this show.
Because the parts aren't great.
It's like the show.
Fair.
Well, I mean, what if I wanted to go do an 8 o'clock show? I could go do it, but it wouldn't be as good as this show. I'd rather be a part of the team.
At least we know you'd be awake by then.
I'm just saying, some things are better together. This is better together than, like, you know, I could go do my own show at 8 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to. Because I'd rather be a part of this band.
I love the band.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, when you have great elements together, to me, that's just so much better than just one guy just doing his thing, you know?
I, too, enjoy this band.
Yeah. Whereas, just like, I mean, I don't know.
The band's great.
A solo act is just it's a solo act. There's no real music there.
It's just one true superstar.
Like, you can have a good singer, a guy. But look, if you can sing and dance and have a good stage presence, isn't that what makes a superstar solo act?
So shouldn't have Mick Jagger been able to do it alone?
You would think he could have, yeah. But he
couldn't.
He was
had to go back to the Stones.
He got caught up in wanting to be like David Bowie, and Prince was coming along around that time, and Jagger wanted to be that. Jagger was a me guy. Keith just kept chugging away that guitar. Mick made Keith go solo, and Keith sold pretty good, better than Mick. A lot of people don't know that.
But not as good as the Stones.
Well, of course not. Of course it wasn't as good as the Stones. I'm just saying, I think it's more valuable to be part of a team and something special than having to go out and do your own thing just because you want to be the guy. You know what I mean?
Sounds like you think Kerry Blackshear is going to Kentucky.
I think that's a sign on the TV behind us.
Here comes Tennessee's little mini run to get back into it at Lexington.
We're watching Kentucky defeat Tennessee in Lexington.
Oh, man, I remember being so pumped. I thought we were going to come back right here. It's cut it to 13. I think Admiral comes down. And does he get fouled on a three? Does he hit a three? Do you have a four-point play, maybe?
You just missed the Grant three where Grant fouled
Grant
the three.
Got fouled, but then there's another one where Admiral makes a three and gets fouled. Or I believe it rims out. It almost went in.
At least I was right, right?
I don't want to say he missed a free throw and only got 2 points out of it.
10-minute mark started to start our run.
Yeah.
It's my fear that this is a sign, the fact that this happened to play right as we were talking about Kerry Blackshear, that he's going to Kentucky. Because this very well could have been the game in Knoxville.
Or in the SEC tournament.
Right. But they're playing this one on the SEC network, which makes
And they're calling it a draft preview, which makes me think they don't think very highly of Tennessee's draft prospects.
How about being 23-1?
That was fun.
That was a ride, man.
That was cool.
What a ride that was.
Some NBA scouts gave their honest takes on Tennessee's basketball prospects. Let's start with Jordan Bone. Freak athlete, was one or two in every combine testing. He's going to surprise some people. Great upside. Rich Barnes is really tough on his point guards, and this kid's got through it and survived and got better. It wouldn't shock me if he goes late first round.
Oh.
Well, that would shock me, but okay.
Whoa.
His feel and decision-making and knowing the position will take some time. He needs to continue to improve as a shooter. I think toward the end of the season, he was playing more for the NBA than for his team. He wasn't looking for people as much. That's kind of damning. Like, at one hand, he's like, hey, first-round pick. I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, by the way, I think he sabotaged the team to try to get his stats. That seems problematic. The whole idea of mock drafts is kind of interesting, though, like in terms of how much we're going to be shaped by that. where all these mock drafts are telling us Jordan Bone's a second-round guard? If he did pop up in the first round, it'll be like, whoa, that's crazy, even though, like, he's pointed out. I mean, he has one or two in the combine and all the testing. But we're going to go in there thinking he's going to be a fringe second-round guy. Not saying he will or won't be. I'm just saying that's what the consensus is of people who may or may not know some things. Admiral Schofield, I love that kid. Old, strong, tough. I like winners. Excellent mid-range scorer, but he needs to improve his three-point shot. He also needs to improve as a passer. I don't think he's as good a defender on the perimeter as some other people. Got to Tennessee as a little fat guy, and now he's ripped up. He's got to be Jay Crowder or P.J. Tucker. He's got no game with the ball in his hands. Physicality, leadership, he has those boxes checked. Can't really create for others or himself. I think he goes second round and makes a team.
There's the foul on the three.
He missed it, right?
Yeah, he missed it.
Then I think he missed his first free throw, yeah.
Yeah.
He's working on his free throws, too, according to the eye test. Grant Williams, great basketball IQ, solid in the mid-range. Give him the ball at the elbow, and he'll be a very good scorer and passer. I wouldn't trust him to post up because he definitely has trouble scoring over length, like when he missed that shot against Reed Travis and Lexington when the Vols are 23-1. He needs to be in a system. He did not look good in Chicago, which is more of a freelance situation. He did a pro day, and for some reason they had him standing and doing perimeter jumpers. Well, that reason is because he's going to have to hit threes to be good in the NBA. He's going to be a great culture guy. Even if he doesn't get a lot of minutes, he'll make your practices more competitive. I just don't know what he did in college that translates to our league. Very smart, very tough. You're going to have to live with him making some ugly plays because he's not a great athlete. For a guy to go from one SEC offer to a two-time player of the year in the league is amazing. He always seems to figure it out. The draft is Thursday. Tennessee hasn't had three guys get drafted in the modern draft. They did it back in the day when there was like seven rounds, but they haven't had it since they've gone to the modern draft. Tennessee with a chance to make history, school history for themselves on Thursday. We'll continue to keep an eye on that this week. And there goes the run, and Kentucky's about to blow us out. Winners and losers of the weekend coming up next. No, it's 2:30 on Monday. It's time to play Winners and Losers of the Weekend. Ben, hit the music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
I would like for you to sing a country song. I'm going to get you to sing.
My heart is broken. Since you drove that Ford truck out of here, I see the dust coming down the dirt road, and you just threw my spit cup out the back. You're drinking beer while you're driving, and you're listening to George Jones, and I'm sitting here all alone. Good job. Thanks for the help on that one.
It really drove it home.
Yeah, it did.
You're driving away listening to George Jones, and I'm sitting here all alone. That could be a hit.
The tears just keep falling from my eyes.
And I keep calling, asking why.
I keep calling, asking about your thighs. Why not thighs? Great tune.
Nah, hit me with your winners of the weekend. We might be onto something there. We need to get in the studio.
Number three winner.
I can play guitar.
Yeah, I can play some basic chords. Number three winner for me, O.J. Simpson. I think it's good to see the juice is now loose. He's trying to become a part of society, and I hope we welcome him and show him that we've forgiven him and all that, and this seems to be an unpopular take. I don't think a lot of people agree with it.
No.
Number two, I'll go with Gary Woodland for winning the U.S. Open. Big weekend for him. Hadn't heard much about him before this weekend. Apparently, he's a really good guy. He did it for a girl with Down syndrome. Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't know if he did it. Did he dedicate the major to her? He had the video where there was a girl with Down syndrome. He let her come on and play a hole. I want to say at the
during the tournament,
the Phoenix Open. No, this was at a couple tournaments ago, and it was just a cool clip. And she came out and she.
He let her play a whole hole?
I mean, she, not like for him, but she came out and they had a little thing, and it was a cool moment. She. I want to say got like a five on the hole or something like that. I mean, she played the hole really well. Like, it was a good hole. She might even get a par, actually. Like,
he didn't do it in the middle of the tournament, though, right?
I mean, it might have been a practice round.
Yeah. I mean,
it was still a cool moment. And he was really gracious and nice to her and her family. So, like, people like him.
Well, that's good. Good for Gary. Number one, I got to go with the Lakers. Good weekend for the Lakers. They are the favorite now to win the NBA championship. Anthony Davis with LeBron. I got to say, I'm very excited about my Lakers. First time Kawhi's not on here in, what, a month? He didn't do anything over the weekend, really, that made me. He's partying. He's just celebrating, having a good time.
They had a picture of him sitting by himself alone at a craps table or a roulette table, I think it was, in Vegas. Just like him and one other guy sitting there. Kawhi just trying to play some roulette. Serge Ibaka had a weird video where it looks like Kawhi Leonard was getting ready to roll up a blunt. It looked like he had the weed out on his lap, getting ready to roll it up, and Serge kind of hit. You know, was getting a video of him, and Kawhi had a certain posture that looked like maybe he was getting ready to do drugs.
What do you think Kawhi's doing right now?
He's at the parade, I'd say, right now, wearing his Boardman Gets Paid shirt. My winners of the week at number three, Kyle Kuzma. He gets to stay in L.A.
Good for Kuzma.
He didn't get included. He gets to continue his love affair with Jeannie Buss. Kyle Kuzma doesn't get shipped to New Orleans. He gets to play high-profile games now with Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Number two for me, this is going to sound weird because he's not the guy who won, but my second biggest winner of the weekend was Brooks Koepka.
Because he's just still consistently.
The guy's always there. His last six majors, here's where he finished, Cody. His last six majors. First, 39th. First, second, first, second. You can go ahead and pencil Brooks Koepka in the top five at every major, and you'll have a pretty good chance of being right.
He's the future of golf.
He is the future of golf. You're right, Demon. He is. I know he didn't win, but he kind of gave you those Tiger vibes. And what I mean by that is Woodland played great, and Woodland made big shots, but it was still exciting to see Koepka making a charge. You know when he came in four shots off the lead, that he was going to be there at the end. And he came out on fire. I want to say he birdied four of the first five holes, if I'm not mistaken. And his one par was a miraculous par. Koepka finished second, but to me, he was the second biggest winner of the weekend. Number one, my biggest winner of the weekend, you went with the Lakers. I like the Lakers trade, but I got to go with the Pelicans, man. Like, you know, the Pelicans, they didn't have much leverage with Anthony Davis, and somehow they turned that into Lonzo Ball, who I like, Brandon Ingram, who I like, Josh Hart, who's okay, and then control of the Lakers' next seven draft picks.
Look at you just whipping it around on me. I go Gary Woodland and the Lakers. You go Koepka and the Pelicans.
I'm not saying you're wrong either, because Woodland obviously won, and the Lakers get you know, the Lakers now have two of the top seven players in the world. You're not wrong.
How did you flip around OJ? Because I went OJ as my third winner, just for being on social media and, you know, kind of putting a better face out there.
I just left him off my list.
Who was your third one?
Kyle Kuzma.
Oh, really no connection between him and OJ.
Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. That's about it.
Jeannie Buss is blonde. There's all those pictures of, like, Kuzma hanging on Jeannie. Like, maybe they got a little thing going on.
I'm sure Kuzma and OJ are connected through a friend. What's that thing?
Six degrees of separation.
Yeah.
You can connect yourself to anybody in the world, they say.
Yeah. I don't know about all that, but.
They do say it. I don't know. You just have to have one friend who knows a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's really all you need.
OJ knows a lot of people.
If you can get like somebody who knows like Obama, boom. You're good.
That'd be cool. That'd be like one of the top guys I'd like to
meet. Because he's traveled all over the world. You know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, I think it's true. I think you can be connected to anybody in the world in 6 degrees of separation, unless, you know, someone's just been living by themselves with no, you know, with wolves and gorillas. Like Mowgli. It'd be tough to get connected to Mowgli.
Would you rather spend a day with Obama or Trump?
Trump.
Just because the stories you tell?
The new story that's going around now is that Trump, I guess his staffers are saying they're terrified to cough or sneeze in front of him.
Really?
Because Trump views it as weakness. So now they're saying they were terrified to cough or sneeze in front of him.
I think
because you never recover respect-wise.
Really?
With Trump. Like he's incredible. Done. If he sees you cough or sneeze, he's done with you.
I'll never see her the same way. I think it would be more fun to hang out with Obama, but it would be more interesting to study Trump.
Hit me with your losers of the weekend, please.
Number three, people letting LeVar Ball on television again.
Okay.
Number two, us, because the sports have died down and, you know, other than the Women's World Cup and some golf, we just didn't have much to watch over the weekend.
You mean us as in the show or just us as in just
us
people?
Us as people, as fans,
oh,
of,
okay.
As sports fans.
Okay.
I just, you know, it's kind of that dead season. And
okay.
So, you know, we're kind of losers right now, at least for the next month or so. Number one for me was Cliff Kingsbury. After the story resurfaced about him pretending to be a college girl, actually several college girls, to keep his players in check, just a weird thing to do, I got to throw Kingsbury on the loser list.
All right, my losers of the weekend, the Philadelphia Phillies. They went to Atlanta and got absolutely smacked this series. Game one, they blew a big lead. They let the Braves have a big comeback against them. Now, game two, they did steal in the ninth inning. But then yesterday, the finale in Atlanta, the Braves absolutely beat the hell out of them. 15-1, the Braves are able to extend their lead in the NL East. The Braves are now 2.5 games up. And I don't want to say running away with the division because they're only 2.5 games up. But you know what my favorite stat is to look at in baseball? Run differential. And the Braves right now have a plus 40 run differential. Now, granted, they gained 14 runs yesterday. But the Phillies only have plus 6. The Mets are minus 19. The Braves, I think, are by far the best team in that division. Dallas Keuchel is going to play, I believe, this week. He makes his debut for them, so their pitching rotation is going to get better. The Phillies, I think, are in danger of losing touch with the Braves after this weekend. Number two for me, my second biggest loser, I got to go with Justin Rose. Justin Rose was one stroke behind Woodland coming into that round yesterday. He was a pretty heavy betting favorite to beat Woodland head-to-head on Sunday, and he came out and just gagged, just hit the ball all over the place. Was a non-factor on Sunday. And number one, I don't know this guy's name, but the Auburn third baseman. You blew it, bro. Mm. You blew that game yesterday. You made two bad plays. You had the error that you know, kept the game going, and then later you couldn't make a play on a dribbler to third base. It would have been a tough play, but you couldn't make it, which extended the inning and allowed the game-winning run to come across the plate. You, my friend, who I do not know your name, just your position in school, you are the biggest loser of the weekend. Last call on the other side. Last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. I tell you about Volunteer Vodka all the time. If you haven't picked you up a bottle yet, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Get you one. They make it with non-GMO corn and red grapes. It's smooth. And like I said, it's local, distilled in Tennessee, and only $20 a bottle. Bump the brakes and keep rolling. Cody Mack, would you like to go first or would you like to go second?
First.
Okay, go for it. I'll give you what you want.
Lena Headey comments on Cersei. I would have been irate if you had rolled. Well, folks, if you were left a little deflated by Cersei Lannister's anticlimactic Game of Thrones death, you aren't alone. The actress who played Cersei, Lena Headey, says she wished her character had gone out a different way, too. In an interview with The Guardian, Headey was asked what she'd say if she got a chance to have a drunken postmortem with the showrunners, D&D. "I would say I wanted a better death," she replied. "Obviously, you dream of your death. You could go in any way on that show, but I was kind of gutted. I just think they couldn't have pleased everyone."
Or just even me. Says Lena, not me.
She says Cersei needed a better death. She thought it was anticlimactic. I tend to agree with Lena. I wanted another a different death for you as well, Queen. Apologies to anyone who hasn't seen season 8 of Game of Thrones.
Saturday down south makes their bowl projections. Where is Tennessee? Now give it to me. I'm really shocked you stopped here. Can I interest you in a trip to the Texas Bowl? You don't want to go to the Texas Bowl?
No. Not really.
Where's the Texas Bowl at?
Texas. Who would we play?
Thank you. Thank you for that. Where's it at in Texas? Is it Dallas? Houston?
No, it's in Houston.
I'd be okay for a trip to Houston.
It's in NRG Stadium, right?
You wouldn't be okay with a trip to that?
Houston sucks. I would hate to go to Houston.
Can you name me the sponsor, Cody?
Of the Texas Bowl?
Yes.
Starts with an A, doesn't it? Is it Advocare?
No, it's the Academy.
Damn it. The Used Academy to be Advocare. Didn't Advocare Texas Bowl?
That's pretty good. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah. That's what Meatloaf once said. Meatloaf, better as a band. Anyway, who would we play?
According to them, Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy.
We haven't played them in a long time.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever played them.
Ever, that I recall.
Yeah, that I recall.
We played them in the 90s.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, that I recall.
Sometime in the 90s we played them.
You know, I don't know when the Texas Bowl would be, but week 17, do you know where the Titans play?
Houston.
In Houston.
Oh.
So I might be down for a trip to the Texas Bowl and watch the Titans play Houston. That's a cool little scheduling quirk.
Tennessee and OK State have played one time in 1995.
Yep.
We won 31-0.
That's right. I knew it was in the 90s.
Good job by you, Ben. Good job by you, Cody.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not gonna act like the Texas Bowl wouldn't be okay. We'd be back to a bowl game, first time since 2016. And, I mean, if it means we win 8 games, I'd take it.
Yeah, I don't know what the Texas Bowl means. Who was in last year's Texas Bowl?
I don't know. Texas and Missouri were there.
No, Baylor and Vanderbilt. So I don't think it means you won 8 games. I think it just means you made a bowl game.
Well, they're probably looking.
It was a battle of the 6-6 Baylor Bears versus the 6-6 Vanderbilt Commodores.
You know, Vandy barely got bowl eligible. They had to beat Tennessee in the final week of the season to get that 6th win. And they did.
That is correct. You got a story, or?
I don't know if I unfairly took a shot at the city of Houston as being trash. I just know that it's usually hot.
That's the good news about going in January or December. I know it's not going to be hot in December.
Well, that's a good point. If you got to go to Houston, that would maybe be the best time to go, wouldn't it?
I'd like to go like in March.
And we could go to the beach.
I don't really think of Houston as a beach city, but...
No, just east of there.
Okay.
50 miles. Galveston.
Okay.
A Montana man is having trouble with his father's frozen head. He can't seem to get it back, and he is suing a cryonics company so that he can get his father's frozen head back. The father paid Alcor $120,000 for the freezing in case one day technology enabled his brain to be revived. But apparently now he is having trouble. It belongs to the company now, and he wants the head back, and he's unable to get it, so he is suing the cryonics company. I don't know what he wants with his father's frozen head, but he wants it back.
Really bad day for some people on Reddit who like live sports. This is a big deal for people.
Really?
You hear
big,
Cam? Cam
really
said, oh. You heard Cam. Cam said, oh, no. Reddit, r/NBA streams is now dead. Where you could go and watch all the games for free. Cam has had that tab open on his computer for since the end of the season, I guess, to make sure it didn't go anywhere. It's now dead.
That's for what? To see NBA games?
Are they doing this to all the streams?
This will happen to all the streams. Like there are channels on Reddit where you could go to basically watch everything that's on. Like the NFL Sunday Ticket, they'll put those up on Reddit streams.
Red Zone.
Yeah. All those are going to get taken down. I guess Reddit has, decided to crack down on repeat copyright infringement. So if you were someone who relied on Reddit to watch games, and I've done that before too, because last year I actually didn't buy the league pass.
Looks like I got to get those damn bunny ears.
Bunny ears?
That's how I got the CBS games.
Don't you stream?
It's not on Sling.
What are you doing on Sling?
That's what I had.
CBS isn't on
YouTube
Sling?
TV. No. YouTube TV. I cannot recommend YouTube TV enough. There's a reason it sponsored the NBA Finals.
I tried to get them to sponsor us. I tweeted at them over the weekend.
I saw that, and they tweeted back at you. And they said, "We don't remember doing this deal." Did you see that?
I did like a Jimmy Himes tweet where I was like, "I've really enjoyed watching the #NBA Finals on #YouTube TV."
And they bodied you?
And they tweeted back, and they're like, "We don't remember setting this thing up." And I was like,
"You got bodied by YouTube TV where you were trying to have some stolen valor acting like they had cut you a check?" And they basically was like, "Nah.
We're not
look over your profile, bro. We're not getting into bed with Bentley."
They were just like, "We don't remember setting this up." And I was like, "Well, we can set this up." And
did they reply to that?
They did not respond at all.
Did they just block you?
No, they didn't block me. I followed them. They called me back. We got some drummed up.
You should have told them I give them free pub twice a week.
And they'll be like, "Well, why would we pay you if we're getting free pub already?"
Yeah, good point. Tell them I quit.
We're gonna start negatively attacking you.
I am a big fan of their streaming. I've never had a problem at all with it. It's good.
Okay. Cam is so sad over the Reddit news.
Get the hell off Sling, Ben.
I told you it was a big deal. I told you it was a big deal, everybody. Only the biggest news here. All right, good job by you, Cody. Cam, solid. Ben, got to get a little bit better. Stick with us.